Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
The day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us. But I want you to know this ministry here that's coming to you is different, much different. So listen carefully to the things that God has to say through it.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, God has been speaking to my heart lately and brought to my attention that Jesus is the only man who ever lived that there is no recorded birth date or death date on record anywhere. Do you think he wants us to only concentrate on why Jesus was sent to us and not that otherworldly stuff? He came to us to prove his and his Father's great love for us, the greatest love of all, to save us from Satan and his worldliness, to bring us out of this world into his. This time of year, people are so caught up in the worldly traps of the man-made holiday season, and they really do lose sight of Jesus. I know some people will be offended by this insight, but I pray that the blinders will fall off your eyes and your hearts will soften. Amen. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Well, Sister Sharon, they may get offended, but I'm telling you and them that you are telling them the true truth. Christmas is not about each other. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. So either you have Jesus Christ in your Christmas, or your Christmas is not of Jesus Christ. Folks, Sharon and I celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, not the world's Christmas. How about you? And that's the true truth. Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Glory to God, my dear friends. As Sharon and I expose the faults tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 12, 13 and 14, which reads, "Great is my boldness of my speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints." Now that's your true Christmas. "Given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not." My dear listening friends, count it all joy for the Lord. God Almighty is our strength. Amen and amen. And please know that until the return, the I Am has sent me unto you, amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are not coming, they are here. So get right and get yourself ready. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, no matter what the amount. They all add up to keep Signs on the air. And you will help me help and prepare others to overcome the end times when you are given to hospitality and send your love gifts to Post Office Box 122. Amen and amen. There seems to be a bookkeeping error in the Signs Radio account, and I haven't had time to look and see if it's the bank or myself, but the fund is very, very low. I really could use your help. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Version, Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 12. "And that, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Watchman comment. My dear listening friends, did you know that the definition of armor is something used in warfare? Oh, of course most of you did. But the light here refers to the heavenly light such as surrounds angels when they appear on earth, or at least it appears to people that it surrounds them. God is light because light is extremely delicate, pure and brilliant, in quality of which truth together with the spiritual purity makes up that heavenly light that surrounds Yahweh's angels, exposing to all who see and understand the purity of a true truth, holy God, who is revealed in the pureness of light. And of course, the darkness is removed by the light because darkness cannot exist where there is holy light. So cast off any darkness in your life and replace it with pure light. Amen. Salvation is only in Jesus Christ, and His return is nearer than when you first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. It's time to wake up and know that the time of the Lord's second and last coming is very, very near. The night is far spent, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said. Hallelujah, amen. Let's put on the armor of light on this program, getting ready to do battle as we proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Hear me, my son and my daughters. Hear me, for I wish to speak to you, says your Father God. But you must listen, and you must try to understand. For the words I speak are understandable, but you must listen with all your heart to get the true direction from them. Be strong. Be firm. Find your way quickly, for there is little time for you to find your way. And I have support work for you to do. For you are my supporters, and you will support the things that I desire to have done. Support those things that you know in your heart that you must support. Stand firm now. Stand firm now, for the days are getting shorter, says the Lord. And it is more important than ever to do the things that I have called you to do. So, my sons and my daughters, I have now spoken to you the things, not in a mystery, for there is no mystery about what I have just spoken. No need for interpretation, says the Lord. But do as I have called you to do, for you know what that is, says the Father God.
Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Bible. My, my, my. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrine of mere men. Revelation chapter 10, verses 7 through 11. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Verse 8, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and he said, go and take the little book, which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went to the angel, and I said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Verse 10, Revelation 10, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Watchman comment. The meaning, my friends, of the word bitter here can mean to grieve. For though the book was sweet tasting, once eaten, the result was a feeling of grief. The word belly here is not speaking of the stomach as many teach. It actually speaks of the innermost part of a man, the soul, the heart, as the seat of thought, feeling, and choice. For once the glorious word of God is consumed, true truth is revealed unto the innermost part of a man, causing grief over the reality of what is to come soon upon the earth. When the mysteries of Yahweh are revealed and understood, a man then must grieve as God grieves over the fate of sinful men, which, as you know, can affect the stomach. Prophets are the ones most affected by this, though all those who are true Christians are affected by the knowledge revealed in Yahweh's word that will befall sinful men. You may even be able to hear and discern the grieving in my voice coming from deep within my spirit sometimes on Signs Radio, as I grieve also over the souls of sinful men. Enough said? Get right and get ready. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. Amen. Eddie from Kansas has, in the spirit of the Lord, sent his WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water, love gift, and I bless him for obeying the spirit of the Lord. Because without his sponsorship, love offering, he sent into Box 122, I would not be able to be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the true truth. Amen. As I said earlier, there seems to be an error in the Science Radio account, and I sure could use some extra help. Father, bless Eddie, Lord, and meet his every need. Strengthen and encourage him in these last days, Lord, and help him to be an overcomer. Amen. Also, Father, bless all those who make each one of your science programs possible, Lord. You know who they are, Lord, because it was you who touched their hearts to give as you touched Eddie's heart, and you also know their every need as you know Eddie's. Bless them abundantly, Lord God. Amen. And please, Lord, continue to bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth and expose the false. Father, speak to those also, Lord, whom you would have send support in this time of need. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming as I shed the light on the darkness on this program tonight. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Iranian scientists are running simulations of large nuclear weapon. Iranian scientists have run computer simulations for a nuclear weapon that could produce more than triple the explosive force of the World War II bomb that destroyed Hiroshima, according to a diagram obtained. Iran denies any interest in such a weapon and has accused the United States and Israel of fabricating evidence that suggests it is trying to build a bomb. Iran is poised to double its output of higher enriched uranium at its fortified underground facility, a development that could put Tehran within months of being able to make the core of a nuclear warhead. Continuing, U.S. coastal cities are in danger as sea levels rise faster than expected, a new study warns. Satellite measurements show flooding from storms like Sandy will put low-lying population centers at risk sooner than projected. Cities like Jacksonville, Florida, are hotspots for rising sea levels, with water levels increasing at twice the rate of most other places. Sea level rise is occurring much faster than scientists expected, exposing millions more Americans to the destructive floods produced by future Sandy-like storms, new research suggests. Scientists earlier this year found sea level rise had already doubled the annual risk of historic flooding across a widespread area of the United States. Watchman comment. Now, this prophecy I spoke way back on May 6, 2007.
Thus saith the Lord, upon all coasts of America you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water, as will the coasts of the whole world. For it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world, saith the Lord.
Continuing, infected and unaware. Rapid spread of HIV/AIDS hitting America's youth hard. More than half of the young people in the United States who are infected with HIV/AIDS, that's not half of the young, but half of those infected, are not aware of it at all, according to a new report by government state officials. Young people ages 13 to 24 account for 26% of all new HIV/AIDS infections, according to the report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which was released recently. Every month, 1,000 young people in America become infected with HIV, an incurable infection that costs $400,000 to treat over a lifetime. The data is stark and worrying, said Dr. Kevin Fenton, director of the National Center for HIV/AIDS. My, oh my. Continuing. Clinton sued for U.S. support of Islamic terrorism. Dual U.S.-Israeli citizens filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and the State Department, claiming that the U.S. administration provided the Palestinian Authority with billions of dollars in aid money, which was used to fund terrorist groups such as Hamas instead of supporting humanitarian causes. The plaintiff's attorney said that the U.S. government did not adhere to the law and harmed U.S. citizens. Elements of the U.S. government, particularly the State Department of USAID, are breaking the law and must cease all funding of the PA, Palestinian Authority, immediately, said the attorney. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Flu vaccine grown in cells approved in USA. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says that it has approved the first seasonal flu vaccine made using animal cell technology rather than the half-century-old egg method. The FDA approved Novartis Flucelvax to prevent influenza in people 18 years and older. The new method has been promoted by U.S. health officials because it is faster than egg-based production and could speed up manufacturing in the event of a pandemic. In the older method, virus samples are injected into specialized chicken eggs and incubated. Watchman comment, my oh my, do you really want something grown within animal cells injected into your body, much less grown in chicken eggs, which is actually animal cells? You better think twice. Vaccines also contain dangerous cancer-causing chemicals, one of which is formaldehyde. My. You get my flu shot. I'll give it to you. I don't want it. Continuing. The USA has plummeted on the freedom scale, plunging below many countries we used to think of as being tyrannical police states. Ask yourself this. In which country are people arrested and incarcerated for selling fresh milk? Is it China? Venezuela? Cuba? Russia? No, it's not. It's America. And in which country are poorly trained government slobs given the authority to reach down the pants of air travelers and molest them as a condition of travel? Is that China? Cuba? Russia? No, again, it's America. Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, and China are now more free than America in notable ways. My.
Time is short. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
Continuing, how well do you know Almighty God's precious word? There is absolutely no excuse today not to, my dear friend. It is our only weapon against the evil foe in these dark days. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, chapter 6, verse 17, Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. My dear friends, the heavenly soldiers of the truth occupy and God speed, and remember, my dear friends, that the kingdom of heaven is truly at hand, Ephesians 5, 16 and 17. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Continuing. The UN's internet sneak attack. Who runs the internet? For now, the answer remains no one, or at least no government, which explains the web's success as a new technology. Governments always mess up anything they put their hand to. But soon, unless the U.S. gets serious, the answer could be the United Nations. Many of the UN's 193 member states oppose the open, uncontrolled nature of the internet. Its interconnected global networks ignore the national boundaries, making it hard for governments to censor or tax the internet. My. Continuing. Shocking new science reveals that mammograms are a medical hoax. It is being reported, rather than saving lives through so-called early detection, mammograms have been found to create a false diagnosis where 93% of women receive no medical benefit whatsoever. Most of them are harmed, in fact, by unnecessary chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and radical surgery procedures that were never necessary in the first place. Watchman comment, I keep revealing these things, but do you stay away from them, or do you trust in medicine, doctors, and hospitals instead of Jesus? My oh my. And another deadly new pertussis strain linked with whooping cough vaccine. The CDC would like to keep the American population ignorant about this startling new fact. Our current pertussis epidemic is caused by a deadly new strain of Bordetella pertussis bacterium, and its emergence is directly connected to the whooping cough vaccine. For those of you who do not know, whooping cough is an extremely contagious disease of the lung that can be contracted at any age but it is especially dangerous for children. It begins with congestion similar to a cold, lasting up to 10 days. A severe cough then sets in with a whooping sound accompanying the intake of breath. Recovery can take several months depending on the constitution of the individual. Babies and small children have the highest death rate due to complications that arise from the disease. Continuing. A fundamental principle of the American immigration policy has long maintained that individuals and families trying to immigrate into the U.S. must first prove they are financially stable enough to do so, in order to prevent them from becoming a burden on the social welfare system of America. But in today's crazy mixed-up world, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is openly defying this bedrock policy by actually encouraging new immigrants to milk the system for all it's worth. The official government benefits page posted on the DHS-run WelcomeToUSA.gov website explains that new immigrants should try to apply for federal benefit programs. Watchman comment, okay, do I have to say I told you so? Do you believe me now? Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly always needed. And especially now, as I have revealed twice through this program, I have a problem with my Science Radio account, and it's very low. Will you pray and ask the Lord what He would have you send to help put that account back up to where I don't have to worry about meeting the program bills? Right now, I'm worried, very worried. Especially if you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air. Please pray, and if the Lord is touching your heart to help me turn darkness into light, please respond by writing sign spelled S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, state is New York, just abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. And I thank you very much for sending your support, especially in this time of need. Bless you and thank you so very much, my dear friends. You are loved. Amen.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Stay Straight and Turn Not. Joshua chapter 1, verses 3, 7, and 8. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. My dear listening friends, as Joshua was about to enter the promised land, God reassured him and affirmed the promise that was given to Moses, saying, "Wherever you place your feet, it shall be given to you." God reveals His will, makes an amazing promise, then gives His servant a practical principle for working the promise out and claiming it, telling Joshua to literally step into His will. This is true also for every believer. Our mandate is to know, understand, and step out into the will of God. But how can you know God's will? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. My dear listening friends, once you know His will, you will need to have the faith and courage to step out into Yahweh's will. If you don't step out, you can't receive God's will, don't you know? Who knows how many blessings you have missed because you were too afraid to step out. So become like Joshua today. Step out in faith. The enemy of your soul is desiring to prevent you from stepping out. But the promise was given that you, if you are saved, that you should tread upon the power of the enemy. Luke chapter 10, verses 18 through 20. My dear listening friends, look up Luke chapter 10, verses 18 to 20. Study those verses. Then step out in Almighty God's will. Claim the promise He has spoken to you, and it shall be given unto you. Step out, press through, and know the promises are sure to follow. God has spoken. Your part is in the stepping out. Amen and amen. His part is in the giving them to you. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming. They are here. Get ready, get ready, get ready, Maranatha. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Right now, just ask you to pray this little prayer. Lord Jesus, right now I acknowledge to you that I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my heart, to save me, to clean me up, to make me the new creature that your word tells me I can become. Help me, Lord, to live for you and to work for you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Moore. My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. No, no, no. But, fear is the opposite of faith, don't you know? Instead, cast off fear and stay awake and blessed and ready. So, as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to Frequency 5070, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 5070 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You calculate your time. If you have an internet-connected computer, you can get on and listen to a program anytime, and you are missing a lot that I had no time for tonight, go to signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site, or re-listen to tonight's program and over 100 more that are archived on www.signsradio.com. All one word, just like it sounds, signsradio.com. Now, the address to write again in this time of need to help support Signs, SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797.
Brother Johnson, I'm in central Wisconsin. Listen to you at 4840 shortwave. Got an excellent signal. I don't know if you have a website. Wondering if you could call me back and give me the address so I could send you a small tithe. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling, my friend. The website is www.signsradio.com. That's SIGNSRADIO.com. All one word. The address can always be heard at the end of the program. Just stay tuned and keep listening. God bless you, Maranatha. I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Get ready, here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends. I sure did appreciate having you here with me on Signs International Radio tonight, the program that is preparing you, Y-O-U, for the last days and times, and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Glory to God. Amen. I'm ready. How about you? I sincerely appreciate all those who send their love gifts to help keep this program on the air. You will be blessed as you give. All the glory to God. Amen and amen. And that's the true truth. Signs listeners are the best, and because they listen to this program, they know the true truth that will set them free. Amen. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.